Wisconsin Rapids will not go hitless tonight. So Duffy to first. Finally, Wisconsin Rapids only took 7 1/3 inning to get a hit. But we're here. Alex Duffy to first. And now Wisconsin Rapids trying to get something in business going. Jack Gifford 0-1. He's been walked twice, though. Nolan Setz serves high and throws above it a curveball. 1-0. So Wisconsin Rapids finally gets a hit. Who would have thought? Alex Duffy. So a team that will find out that they've been eliminated from playoffs, if not they've known already. Final game tomorrow. Right back here. And as the clock strikes midnight, as this game started on Friday, ended on Saturday. As thrown outside. 1-1. One out. So it is Saturday morning. It really is. It's Saturday morning, 12:01. And, most of you right now are probably in bed. But, hey, we have some baseball still left. As the 1-1 outside at a ball and 2 strikes. 1-2. 1-2 count with one down. The clock has struck midnight here on this night where Wisconsin Rapids down 9-2. And the 1-2 from Nolan has a swing and a high fly ball into center. Mims under it to make the catch for 2 outs. That's a rare fly out we've seen this game. As Gus Walker 0-1 with a run. He's been walked twice and struck out. Two gone. Two down. A 9-2 lead. As a set, the serve, and a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. 0-1 count. Two down. And the first out, the second offering, it comes in this time at a ball. One ball, 1 strike here to Gus Walker. Nolan looks down at the knee. He'll set, serve high, and just goes above. 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike with 2 down. Duffy stands at first. The look in the fire and throws above. Can't work in that second strike, 3-1. So 3 balls, 1 strike with 2 down. Duffy stands at first as fouled off left side. 3-2. Full count. Bottom of the eighth with 2 outs. Game started Friday evening. Will end Saturday morning. That is, that's how this one's going to go. Game 71. Opening day was back on May the 29th. Raptors versus the Chinooks. Felt like ages ago. As Duffy on his way to second now. Walker will see ball four. It's the third time he's been walked today. Runners now on first and second. Sprinklers have come on for a second. The sprinklers are now on. The sprinklers are now on at Witterfield. Umpire moving away. He got wet there for a second. Now what do you do? We have been here for a long time. That's the first time I've seen the sprinklers come on. It is, sprinklers are now on. The sprinklers are now on what has just been a night of what do you do at this point? I mean, what do you do where, like, I mean, what do you do? So there's an automatic sprinkler system that goes at this time. Like, what do you do? And I'll tell you, so players are leaving. This is not by any standards of they're deciding to do it. Is this late? I mean, it is this late where the sprinklers have come on. Do you just call the game at this point? What do you do? Sprinklers are not going off anytime soon. It's a scheduled sprinkle. The game is stopped. They don't know what to do at this point. The umpires, I don't think the umpires have seen this before. So, a scheduled sprinkle. This is a night, 12:05 Saturday night. Do you just play at this point? What do you even do? You're down 9-2. You've only had one hit. You've been out hit 10-1. So, what do you do? So this is Northwoods League After Dark right now. This is 12:05 a.m. Raptors finding out they're eliminated from playoffs. Just a what do you do? I mean, what do you do? I just, you know, this is wild. This is wild right now. I have not seen this, and I don't think any of the players have seen this because all their games that they have played have been at a scheduled time. The latest the game has ended all season has been around 10:30. None at 12:06. This game has been going on forever. What a time for this to come. Wisconsin Rapids. Oh, the sprinklers. Oh, they might be going off. They might be done. And it looks like they are. We're back in business. We are back in business. Once more, baseball will resume. So that wasn't as long as the rain delay. But nonetheless, we're back. So Ty Johnson will step back in. And sprinkler system has gone off. And we're back. So, boy, oh boy. Nowhere else but the Northwoods League. So Connor Nolan, he'll set in on his 43rd pitch of the night. So Ty Johnson here with two outs. Bottom of the eighth. Coming set. Kicking and serving. And this time at a curveball up above the zone. Gus Walker at first. Duffy at second. Top of the order with Johnson. 0-for-2 with two walks. A 1-0 count outside of the ball, 2-0. 2-0 count with two down. So you can't even, at this point, it's just at a point where, I mean, what do you even do as Johnson fouls it away left side? It has been late. This game started at 6:35, and then to the point where it was an hour and a half, two-hour rain delay. They came down. They resumed play around 10:30. But no, we're not done yet. And we're only in the we're in the bottom of the eighth. We still have another inning to be played. Two balls a strike here on Ty Johnson. There are about, I can count on one hand about as many fans are here today. The entire home plate club, except for three fans, have stayed. Everybody in the section down, I can see maybe 10 people, 12 people here, but we credit those people that have been stuck around. Three balls a strike here on Johnson. One more ball puts the bases loaded. And the 3-1 to Johnson way up above the zone for ball four. Bases loaded with two down. Rafters down 7 runs. Alec Castillo now is due up. We've really seen it all tonight. I mean, we really have. We've seen a game which was originally going to be, looked like it was going to be canceled. Raptors were down 7-0 at that point, or 6-0 at that point. With two gone, Alec Castillo 0-for-4. That's a swing and a miss on a first pitch strike. 0-1. Johnson at first, at second is Walker, and at third is Alex Duffy. Raptors one hit. Connor Nolan, 48 pitchers. There is a new pitcher warming up in the bullpen for Green Bay. Two gone. The 0-1. Swing and a miss once more. Castillo 0-for-4 has struck out four times. No balls, two strikes. Two down. Castillo not looking to get struck out for the fifth time. Connor Nolan looks down. A long stare at home with the bases loaded. The 0-2. And up high and above the zone. And once more, the ball to fastball at 88, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. Two gone. Looking in now is Nolan. He'll set the fourth offering to Castillo and swings and misses outside. It's the fifth time he struck out today. We head to the top of the ninth. 9-2, Green Bay in front. We'll step away.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to WROinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth inning, the final inning of the night, which has been, boy, it has been long. The game started at 6:35 Friday evening. We're now in Saturday morning. It's definitely the weekend, but we are just happy that everybody that can be with here and joining us, if you're not already in bed. Rafters down 9-2. They went out and hit 10-1 as Andrew Harris swings and hits a ball popped up into left center. Walker under it to make the grab. Daniel Clark, the sidearm, is checked in today. Two innings so far this season. He's walked two batters, but retires the first batter as Andrew Harris goes down, and Max Mims will step in. One gone. And Clark throws at a sidearm outside of the ball. 1-0, but Green Bay, ever since this game started, three runs in the first, four runs in the third. They're held scoreless for four straight innings and then got a two-run shot as a swing and a bouncer that stays fair on the third base line. Carlson steps into the throw for an extending Bornick. What a play there. A throw across the diamond for Kyle Carlson. He gets the assist. Bornick with the put out. And this takes us to the top of the order with Cooper Kelly. Cooper Kelly 0-for-4. He's got four strikeouts. Or excuse me, 0-for-5 with four strikeouts. Two down. Rafters hoping just to go 1-2-3. And Clark throws just outside of the zone of the ball. 1-0. So 1-0 count. And the 1-0 down the plate at a strike. There's been 20 walks this game combined. Yes, there was a rain delay that was for a while, but it's been a ton of walks this game. You know, guys just haven't been able to consistently find the strike zone. And then you could look at it on the other side, though, as a swing and a liner above the head of Johnson, hooking in a left center field and a base hit for Cooper Kelly. That's his first of the day. Finally gets on the board for his sixth at bat as he looks over to Green Bay and he's pumped up. So good for Kelly there. Just happy for him to, you know, he's just happy for to get a hit. I can't say I'm happy for him. Raptors are down 9-2, so it's been a long night to say the least. 12-15 here on this Saturday morning as a swing and a miss on Ewell. No balls a strike. I feel bad for Green Bay. Yes, they're winning this game, but they're going to have to, depending when this game ends, they're going to drive back. They probably won't get back till around 2:15 in the morning. And then they got to come back here tomorrow as a swing and a fly ball into left field, back at the warning track, off the wall. Bouncing into center field, Walker there to cut it off. And a double there from Kendall Ewell. So Kendall Ewell in two-out double. He gets a second, Kelly to third. Green Bay, the hit train continues. They're up to 12 hits. So this brings in JoJo Jackson, who knows a thing or two about striking the ball today. He had a two-run shot into left field his last time up. Two down. Daniel Clark just looking to retire the side. As he throws it, Jackson spins away, smiling there. 1-0. 1-0 count. Two gone. Clark sets, throws. Yep, high at a ball. 2-0. New balls, no strikes. Two outs. A 2-0 count. Looking in is Clark. 11 pitches. And throws high at a ball once more. 3-0. Daniel Clark has given up two hits so far. A base hit from Kelly. And then a double from Kendall Ewell. The 3-0 right down the pipe. And a strike. 3-1. 12 hits to 1 in favor of the Rockers. Two errors as well from Wisconsin Rapids. The 3-1. Outside for ball 4. So Jackson will take ball 4. He'll go to first. Bases are loaded. And this brings in Sam Polk, who flew out to center. Out of Magnolia, Texas. The right fielder. So Clark throws to the first pitch strike. The sidearm works that time. 0-1. Two down top of the ninth. Green Bay has been in front this entire game since the first. The 0-1, and a swing and a liner pulled away right field side. As Jackson was rounding second, he was charging to third there as him and Ewell high-five each other and get back to their respected bases. Balls, two strikes, two down. And the 0-2... thrown way outside, and a wild pitch that goes behind Polk. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 is the count. Two down, a lively bunch down there in the Green Bay dugout. Looks like what is funny enough on the TV broadcast, we have the away Green Bay broadcaster, Ben from Green Bay, has a swing and a weak bouncer that just pulls out on the right field line. And it looks like it's... Oh, 1-2 is the count with two down. But yeah, it looks like Ben from Green Bay, their broadcaster, he's managing the camera on the right side. And look at that. So he helps out that as a thumbs up down there, and hey, that's good to see. Two down. And the 1-2 from Clark, right side, just, man, he can't find it in the strike zone. 2-2. So two more balls brings in the 10th run for Green Bay as the clock strikes 12:20. The 2-2 from Clark outside, and a ball three, and the count now runs full. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff, and outside for ball four. So running on home is Cooper Kelly. First run he'll score today. And Green Bay in front, 10-2. Zane Zielinski now, he'll step in. And Clark throws outside. And a ball 1-0. 1-0 count with two down. Back-to-back runs with, back-to-back innings with at least a run. Zane Zielinski swings and misses at that pitch. He's 1-for-4 with a run. Two gone. The 1-1 and a swing and a ground ball over towards the second baseman. Castillo has trouble fielding it and just can't step on second. He cannot do that. It goes in and out of his glove. A run scores in Kendall Yule, and now it's 11-2. Man, oh man, Castillo commits the third error for Wisconsin Rapids. And so, yeah, it's just not been their night. 11-2 Green Bay. Back-to-back innings with at least two runs. And Mateo Matthews now. Clark throws on Matthews at a first pitch ball. Bases reload once more. Zielinski at first. At second stands Polk. And at third is Jackson. Matthews swings at that. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two down. And the 1-1, Matthews fouls it backside, 1-2. 11-2, Green Bay. They've out-hit the Rafters 12-1. Been one of the worst performances of the year, you know, just hands down. No hits. I mean, yeah, one hit, but just not getting any hits, you know. They've just been struggling on both sides of the ball, three errors in the field. They just look lethargic. They just look defeated, this team. And they are out of the playoffs. Maybe they found out down there. The 2-2 from Clark. And outside for ball three. And the count now runs full. Three balls, two strikes. One more ball. And this brings in the 12th run for Green Bay. The payoff outside for ball four. Matthews will get to first. JoJo Jackson charges on home. And now he's fired up about that. Everybody high-fiving his teammates. So Matthews just runs on to first. And it's 12-2. 12-2 Green Bay. Wisconsin Rapids just can't get out of this game. Mind you, they still have up to bat. So the way this inning is going, and perhaps the bottom half of this inning, as Clark just throws up a ball, and Cardenas wasn't even ready. And he throws a ball. He just couldn't throw it in there. He's walked three batters. He's given up two hits, three runs. And a swing and a miss on Cardenas. Well, I guess it's 0-1. No balls, a strike. Two outs. Bases loaded once more. Matthews at first. Zielinski at second. And Polk at third. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two down. Or maybe it's 2-1. 2-1 outside and another ball. Ball three. So one more ball, and this brings in another run. which would be the tied for the largest scoring inning Green Bay's had. They had four in the third. One more ball, and this brings home the fourth run. Three balls, a strike, the 3-1 from Clark. High of the zone. And is that ball four? Yeah, it is four. It is four. Cardenas on to first. Sam Polk just glides on home. And now 13-2. As Kirk Schreider, he's had enough. Now he's had enough. And now who's he gonna bring in as pitcher? So having a word with Clark, is Alex Duffy gonna pitch? Is Alex Duffy really gonna pitch? Is this happening? Alex Duffy, the catcher, the designated hitter. So Alex Duffy will step on the mound. So Duffy now. Wow, I have not seen this. This is crazy. Duffy, he's pitching. Wow. So I'll tell you, this is new. I haven't seen this before, because the only time that I guess I've seen something like this was in the Traverse City game back way in early July, when the Raptors were up like 16-5 and they brought in Luke Hansen. Alex Duffy, I don't know if he has a pitching arm. We're going to find out. I mean, it's already 12:26. What's another 20, 30 minutes? I mean, this game has started at 6:35. 13-2, Green Bay. Bases loaded. As Alex Duffy, he'll step in. So Alex Duffy at Elon, he hasn't had any work on the mound yet, as he throws a strike. It was a really slow pitch there, but nonetheless, it came in at 62. Max Mims now is reading this, and oh boy, no balls, a strike. Two down, and he throws in it again. High of the zone at a ball. So they took out a pitcher and brought in somebody that hasn't pitched. 1-1. Two gone. And the 1-1, and fouled off. Oh, nearly near the press box, just above our TV broadcaster down there, Kevin Malater. That nearly went in there. Hey, that's not happened. That's not happened this season. Ball, two strikes with two down. Alex Duffy, can he record a strikeout here? He steps and throws outside, and a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. 13-2, Green Bay. Deuces run across the board, and the 2-2, strike three. Alex Duffy with a big strikeout, fired up about that. So we head to the bottom of the ninth. Wisconsin Rapids down 13-2.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards, right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and well, yeah, this is interesting. I think Green Bay just wants to end the game. They're bringing their all-star closer in, Tyler Horvath, out of Case Western Reserve, a guy that's had 19 games, appeared in 32 and a third innings pitch, allowing 23 hits, 8 runs, 38 strikeouts for a 1.67 ERA. The junior from Twinsburg, Ohio, will toe the slab here in the bottom of the bottom half of the ninth. What has been, boy, the longest night for the Rafters this season. 5 more minutes, and this will be a 6-hour game, which would be the third in Northwoods League history. So we're part of history tonight if this happens in 5 minutes, which I'm assuming so. The way this game has been going, who knows? David Smigielski will lead off here for the Rafters. I tell you, I credit all the fans that have stuck around. They're just, I'm looking down there right now, there just is not many. There's about 10, 12 in the stands. You got a couple in the rat trap as well, maybe more. So David Smigielski here will lead off. 0-for-3. You know it's bad. You know this game is long when you check the next the day for the games, and they've already the Northwoods League website has already showing the next day of games. So not even showing today because every game has ended except for tonight here in Wisconsin Rapids. But whoever's there, glad you're with us here on WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids down 13-2. They've only had one hit, and it came at the hands of Alex Duffy. He is the Rafters player of the night tonight. He just got a strikeout, and he's got the only hit, so David Smigielski can get things going. So I think Green Bay just wants to end this game. Chris Kreplin was thrown out in the fifth, sixth inning around that range, and Horvath sets throws and a strike. 0-1. So David Smigielski, 0-for-3, had an RBI walk. He's been struck out twice. No balls, one strike. The 0-1, and just paints the zone that time, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 count. Horvath sets in, Smigielski swings and misses that time. So Tyler Horvath, his first batter, gets him out in three strikes. So one down. Two more outs. That will cap off a night, which has been the longest for the Rafters this season. One down. Lordoy, who's 0-for-1, has had an RBI walk. Has been a part of three walks. He'll see his strike, 0-1. So maybe they're bringing in Horvath to end this one gone. No balls, a strike. One down. Lordoy with a one strike count. Horvath sets, throws, and down low with a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, here with one down. Green Bay will see themselves on a 13-2 victory if Lordoy or anybody can try to keep this inning alive the way this has been going. Probably not. The 1-1 and a swing and a ball popped up towards the pitcher, Horvath, who loses it in the air, steps off the mound. The third baseman, Sam Polk, comes out of there and makes the grab. Two outs, one away. James Bornick, potentially the final batter, what has been a game. This game started at 6:39. This game started at 6:39. We got about 5 minutes to a 6-hour game. Will we make it? That's the question. So if we make it to 6 hours, it would be the third game in Northwoods League history to go 6 hours. Two down. And James Bornick will take ball one, 1-0. So if Bornick doesn't get out here, we could be a part of history. Two gone. The 1-0 from Horvath. And down low at a ball, 2-0. This game was supposed to start at 6:35. It was a national anthem that was a bit too long. And now and a two-ball count. Two outs. Two and oh is the count. James Bornick, who's 0-for-3, has a swing and a miss. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Two down. The 2-1, a swing and a miss outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Perhaps the final strike tonight here on James Bornick. Tyler Horvath has already retired the side in two batters. The 2-2 to Bornick and fouled away left side. 2-2. 3 more minutes. That would put us at a 6-hour game, but we could just be short. James Bornick, the left-hander, who's had a home run yesterday and one the day before, was big in the Madison series. Right now, he faces a 2-2 up high in the zone. Ball three, and the count now runs full. 3 more minutes away from a 6-hour game. Two gone. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 more strike away, and this puts the Rafters out to bed. The payoff to Bornick, and just up high for ball four. James Bornick will get to first. And this keeps the possibility of a 6-hour game alive. So Kyle Carlson, the third baseman, who's 0-for-4, he struck out. But he's not done yet. Two gone, 2 more minutes away. I mean, you think of how many games in the Northwoods League. No, obviously per year, each team has to play 72. There's 24 teams, so that right there. And a first pitch comes up high at a ball, 1-0. So if you think about that in, like, the length of the Northwoods League, I think it's been about 1993 is when it started. This would be the third in history. Two down, and the 1-0 and fouled away from Carlson. 1-1. So 1 ball, 1 strike. We had 2 outs. 1-1 count. Kyle Carlson, the third baseman, has made a couple good plays today over there at third base. Horvath sets the 1-1 and fouled away right side. 1-2. So 1 more minute away. We played 5 hours and 59 minutes. What's 1 more minute? Well, there is 1 more strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 2 down. Come on, Kyle. Let's get a 6-hour game. Let's be a part of history here. The 1-2 to Carlson is swinging a miss outside. That does not. Boy, that does it. That does it for tonight. Wisconsin Rapids goes down 13-2. 5 hours and 59 minutes. It was not 6 hours. Unfortunately, a game that started at 6:35 ends at 12:38. Boy, oh boy, this game has ended. Wisconsin Rapids, Kirk Schreiner thanking everybody at Green Bay as the Rockers prevail, Rafters fall. But boy, I'll tell you, this game from start to finish was not Wisconsin Rapids' way. They did not play their best baseball. They certainly played probably one of the worst they've played all season. Just they had more errors than hits and runs. That right there should tell you. It was not in the cards for tonight, but unfortunately eliminated as well. So tomorrow will be their last game. And what a better way to end it on a Saturday night at Witter Field. But for now, Wisconsin Rapids falls 13-2. They're out hit 12-1. But we thank everybody for sticking around what has been a long day here at Wisconsin Rapids, one of the oldest ballparks in the Northwoods League. But for Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, for the players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at the studio, for being patient and staying with us throughout this entire night, my name is Joey Fear, saying so long from Witter Field. We'll see you right back here for Game 72 tomorrow night. Have a good night, everybody.
The devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
How many times must we take
Welcome
this
back
disgrace?
To the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a football Friday night. Airing the grievances, we've been preempted for the Packer preseason pregame show. And it sounds sweet back there in the world headquarters, the knock in the back. I got to tell you, I snuck in the back just to hear a little Packer pregame show. And you can hear it too. WRJN 1400 AM. You're allowed to peek. And you're allowed to tune in. We've got the Packers for you in Milwaukee. 1400 AM. 99.9 down in Racine. 98.1 in Kenosha. Tell all your friends. Don't listen to the heartless version of the Packers. We got the good version. The Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates version. 1400 AM. Make a note of it. Southsiders listen on the AM, Dom. Also, Dom, wonder, you know, president coming to town on Tuesday, the one that was elected, Joe Biden, excited about that, and he may be here to talk about Bidenomics. Jennifer Rubin, an opinion writer over at the Washington Post, she's got her own little take on this, and I think it plays nicely, and I think the timing of Biden's visit here to the great state of Wisconsin on Tuesday, I think it plays well with this narrative, Dom. Focus on the big things, prosperity and democracy. And that's right. Small D democracy. Again, Jennifer Rubin used to be a conservative columnist, now just labeled columnist. Voters can get easily sidetracked, especially when one party is devoted to creating fake scandals and loony conspiracies, infuriated by right-wing outlets' determination to rationalize and minimize the conduct of defeated and thrice-indicted former President Donald Trump, question mark, exasperated by the wholly dishonest effort to create a Hunter Biden story where none exist, you're not alone. And in parenthetical, she writes, if it is any comfort, the Greek chorus of delusional right-wingers only makes the GOP more likely to nominate a thoroughly unelectable presidential candidate. I think she means Trump, Dom.
I think she does.
Now, this week's newsletter, she talks about her newsletter, but here's what caught her eye. The economy is solid even as Fitch drops a stitch. Bloomberg columnist Tyler Cowen's headline said it all. The U.S. economy is great. Stop worrying about it. Despite the utterly perplexing decision by Fitch credit rating entity to downgrade the United States bond rating, a move greeted with sharp criticism from economic experts, forecasters, and informed investors, the U.S. economy remains remarkably robust. Here's a quote, Tom. The latest employment report from the Labor Department shows job growth held steady last month, boosting hopes that the Federal Reserve may be able to curb inflation without triggering a sharp jump in unemployment. Now, Dom, weren't we supposed to be in the midst of a recession by now? I mean, didn't all the forecasters see it? Nothing but doom and gloom coming down the pikes. But somehow, Bidenomics not only softened the blow, it's turned it into what a booming jobs economy.
Well, hopefully it's a soft landing, Rudy. That's the whole point. Continuing on here, the U.S. employers added 187,000 jobs in July. And while job growth has moderated, it hasn't come close to stalling, even after the Fed raised interest rates to the highest level in 22 years. The result, unemployment is down to 3.5%, with the share of people in their prime working years who are in the labor force growing, and wage growth continue to outstrip inflation.
Don't tell CJ.
Rubin goes on to write, whether you credit the Biden administration, the Federal Reserve, or the resilience of American capitalism, the results should quiet recession hysterics. When it comes to the economy, Republicans certainly have little to complain about, which is why they have reverted to 24/7 scandal mongering. Didn't they promise a tax plan? Haven't seen it. For now, their main quote-unquote contribution, Crudy, to economic policy is to plot a government shutdown in October.
What a benefit that'll be for the American people.
Won't it, though? If the economy historically has been the main concern for voters, a comparison of the Biden economy and the mess he inherited will rebound to the Democrats' benefit in 2024. Even if Republicans have no spine, the rest of us have common sense. It's like we've been taken over by a deranged masochistic demolition squad. A comment on the mega Republican Party? No. That observation comes from respected Israeli journalist and author David Horowitz. He's going on to the talking about Israel right-wing government. If they discover a collective backbone, they might save the nation. I think we're getting kind of off topic here with Jennifer Rubin. So anyway, point being, and I think it is important, and I'm glad that she brought it up and with the president coming to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, the devastation that has been predicted, the economic troubles, they're not there. And that's good. Everybody should be happy about that. Could things be better? Sure, things can always be better. Could they be a hell of a lot worse? Absolutely. Just remember what the circumstances were with the last administration. So, yeah, and they did. I mean, there is a list, as touted in the reporting of the Journal Sentinel, the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act. They've done things, this administration and the efforts in Congress. So those are things to discuss and talk about. And I think it needs to be reiterated and reminded and restated. And you tell them once and you tell them again and you tell them again, because that is the reality. These are the facts. We could have been in a whole lot of different places than we are right now. And the fact that we're not is a great, great selling point for this administration.
Remember when Obama was the president and the GOP had effectively crashed the economy under George W. Bush? Remember? Lehman Brothers crashed.
Yes.
The mortgage markets crashed. What did he tell us to do after 9/11? Go borrow money against our house and spend money, right? Those were easy money policies, and they led to something of a disaster. And then Barack Obama got elected. And I mean, if I recall, even John McCain acknowledged he wasn't really up to the task, not managing the U.S. economy. But then what did they do? They just railed on the fact, where are the jobs, Mr. Obama? Remember John Boehner, then Speaker of the House, between belts of bourbon, where are the jobs, Mr. President? And then they had, what, historic 75, 76 months of
75
unbroken
months of job growth, yes.
Job growth. And during the course of that, Barack Obama once gave a speech, a little off the cuffer. And I remember he said, you know, here's the problem with Republicans. First and foremost, they crashed the bus. They crashed the economy into the ditch. And then they yell at me as I'm cleaning up the mess. Hurry up and back it up quicker. Hurry up and solve the problem quicker. You know, most of their complaints are not founded in reality, but now we can do a little exercise right now at 844-967-2789. You can call us. It's Friday. We allow you to air the grievances, even if you're Lou from Cudahy. Welcome back, Lou. What do you got for us?
Hey, Lou. Hello, sweethearts. Always good to talk to the left. Hey, I was just, I always, whenever I call, I like to tell you facts, because facts matter.
I love the facts. Lay it on me, man.
Well, here's some stuff from Mr. Ashwin Vasan. He's the head of the New York City Health Commission. This guy sent a letter out to all of the doctors in the area, and he tells them that there's been a spike in tuberculosis and polio. And that's because the people, all those 50,000 illegals, let's say they got sent to New York City, they travel through countries that have high incidence of tuberculosis. 88% of the TB cases are in people born outside the U.S.
Are they mostly preventable with vaccinations, Lou? Because I hear we've had a real dump in the number of vaccinations since Trump was the president. Like people suddenly became anti-vaccine, even though it was his plan, warp speed, right? But is it perhaps we're more vulnerable for lack of vaccinations, Lou, as well? I'm not saying they're not catching it during their long commute.
Well, what's going to change the envelope is the fact that Biden has allowed 6 million illegals since he took office.
Didn't Reagan amnesty like 11 million of them, Lou? I mean, hasn't this kind of been the history of America?
Well, we're talking about today's United States, not back then.
Come on, Lou, you can't talk about today.
Well, inflation means going up.
The past, man.
Migrants having inactive tuberculosis.
Is that your major concern right now in Cudahy, Lou? Someone's going to walk up from Central America and give you tuberculosis? That's what keeps you up at night?
I think you should be concerned because your nieces and nephews are going to have those that visited upon them when they go to public schools. It's bad enough in New York City, so much so that the New York Post reports the local charter schools have increased their rolls by 18%. That's 20,000 students.
Lou, I got to tell you, man, I don't care what's happening right now in terms of cases of tuberculosis in New York City charter schools. You're just not moving the needle with that grievance, man. We're going to keep moving down the list.
Well, and but 844, I mean, I get it.
967-2789. Yes, go
I get it. And yes, those things can happen. And if that's the fact, and that's what the Health Commission in New York said, okay, Lou. But are you concerned then also about malaria and leprosy in Florida? You know what I'm saying, Lou? Because that's happening right now, too. Leprosy. Malaria, man, in Florida. Do you think that that has anything to do with, as Crudy mentioned, you know, this anti-vax mentality? I think it might. And that's a Republican governor down there, right? With all the Republican-esque, hell, he's the one, he's shipping migrants that aren't even in Florida to New York. You know what I'm saying, Lou? So while I hear what you're saying, and thank you for the call and the grievance, and yes, we should be very careful and people make sure you get your vaccinations. But it also goes on other things in the health arena in Florida under DeSantis, and that doesn't seem to bother you nearly as much. I'm wondering why.
You know, Dom.
844-967-2789.
Our frequent flyer friend, Jeff, says, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? My mom used to ask me that. Like if I said it, you know, Mom, what's this got to do with that? She said, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? And then I thought Jeff was insulting us. He said, F Lou. But for a moment, I thought he said, F you.
Oh, right. I got it.
Thank
you.
God I looked a little closer. I might have shook a fist at you, Jeff.
But it is Friday. We air the grievances, and it can be about anything. Lou's apparently very concerned about, you know, what, the health commissioner and statements in New York. So thank you, Lou. Let's keep going. Who we got next? Tom. From Grafton, you will be next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. I have a question, and I've got a, I don't know if you say a complaint, but I see you guys have AM 1150 now, Ottawa Scene, or is that Kenosha? But
1400. AM 1400. They're playing the Packers on that station tonight. You can listen to, Tom. I think it gets all the way to Grafton.
I'd have to go on my on the phone to get that. Anyways, wasn't there a guy on the radio named Lou Regale?
Yep.
Who used to be down there?
Yep.
Is he still involved there at all, or is he completely gone?
He was on a different station, but he is soon going to be with Civic Media. We've been waiting all summer to roll out the Lou Regale show, and Lou is a new friend of mine. I met Lou a couple months ago. Lou is 83 years young. He is a... They asked Lou when he got canned from his last job. They're like, Lou, are you going to retire? And Lou said, I'm a broadcaster. I'm going to die at the microphone. And that's what I would hope to do as well, or at least see Dom pass at some point during our... So I could have one day of unfettered speech on the radio. But no, Lou Regani's joining our team. He's going to be the morning host on Racine Kenosha, 6 to 8 a.m. And he also has this little thing he does, music for the stars, music...
Yeah.
Well, he's going to do that for us Sunday mornings as well, 7 to noon.
Oh, I miss it.
So, Tom, you can look forward to that, man. And
okay, do I have-
if you check over on the 1400 AM, you can hear the Packer pregame show. Packers kicking off on 1400 AM. WRJN Racine Kenosha, man, 6 p.m. We're the Packer pregame show, Tom.
Last 30 seconds, Tom. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, I don't like the commercials with the guy on Saturday morning. I mean, at noon, where they talk about the roaches, and then he drinks a soda. I just don't like them. They're gross. Those
Charlie Barron's talking about the cockroaches.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to ask Charlie's team to freshen up the palmetto bug eating the salmonella. Come back with us, and hey, sentiment that Charlie would join us in. Not only do the Bears still suck, but F the Bears and hi to your parents. Come back with us. More Devils Advocates. Charlie plays at noon across the Devils Radio, Civic Media Network.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Taking your calls, airing the grievances at 844-967-2789.
Dom, just a little over an hour to the Packers kickoff on WRJN. That's the newest civic media station, Racine, Kenosha. We've also got our favorite southwestern Wisconsin station, WRCO, playing the Packers there as well. And the newest one, Dom. Park Falls, Q98 FM. We'll tell you about that next week. That's also a Packers affiliate, though. You can listen in the Northwoods, all the way up in the Minocqua, all the way up to the UP Dam on 98.3 FM. Packers, Packers, Packers. 844-967-2789. I love the Football Friday. Jerry Berry from Racine. Welcome, Jerry. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jerry.
You're just very excited to listen to your station. I'm a tourist. I'm from the People's Republic of Illinois, but I got some more job this afternoon and evening. And just stumbled out of your station, you know, driving around, and I'm very gratified to hear what I think is rational radio commentary on the left-hand side of the dial, and just want to say keep up the good work. I mean, you guys are killing me. I actually remember history, know some economic facts. What's up with that? But keep up the good work, and I got to see how far the signal goes south, you know, when I return to the other side of the Cheddar Curtain.
Well, here's the good news, Jerry. Yeah. If you're going south, take us with on the 5:40 a.m., and you'll get us all the way down to Chicago.
Well, that's what I'm listening to right now, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we've also got our Packers affiliate down there at 1400. That's the one we keep bragging about because we've got Packers tonight, Jerry.
I'm always a Packers fan when I'm not a Bears fan.
Well, we'll try not to hold that against you, Jerry.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm from Illinois. What the hell? You know, hey,
yes,
play your cards right, and we'll see Door in Ozaukee County. Take care. Thanks for your time.
Thank Bye-bye. You. I heard Ozaukee County.
Appreciate that.
Not much other
than Ozaukee County. Yeah, I don't know. Thank you, Jerry. You never know when you get new callers. You know, I was waiting for the bomb to drop. But Jerry, very, very, very complimentary. We do appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Perhaps we're making new friends, Dom. What's not to like?
I know. I love new friends, man.
Devils.
These old friends, you know, they get old after a while. I've been on you for like 30 years, man.
Do you realize it's probably been a little more than 30 years now?
Time flies when you're having
Our
fun.
Our friendship is almost older than my boat.
Crudy, the grievances. The grievances. I got one.
You
I
got one?
Throw out there. I got one. And this
How's this
goes,
different than your other complaining days
well,
of the week?
This goes to my point of what we're in for next year when the RNC comes to town. Because this year, of course, we have the debate coming up. And Rory Lenine reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Moms for Liberty, a group designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as an extremist anti-government organization, is planning a town hall with presidential candidates at 10 a.m. August 23rd at the Italian Community Center in Milwaukee.
Let's go.
The Republican presidential debate that night. Moms for Liberty co-founder Tiffany Justice told the Journal Sentinel on Thursday she expected four presidential candidates to attend the town hall, but she has not named them. Justice said Moms for Liberty members from across Wisconsin will be asking questions at the event titled Giving Parents a Voice. Moms for Liberty is also supporting events in Milwaukee the day before the debate at the Pfister Hotel. Moms for Liberty co-founder Bridget Ziegler said she will provide training for about 80 to 100 conservative school board members and others interested in learning about school boards. Ziegler now works for the Leadership Institute, which is organizing the event. The Leadership Institute has also advertised on an August 22nd Milwaukee event with Riley Gaines, a former collegiate swimmer.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.